חייב אדם לא ימה בשבילים ראוי למרים פרק גימל. The tachlis of the bria is to receive this ultimate good, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Bizaneg el Hashem lanu is meziv shchinosoi, and that means becoming like him. That's what we've established up to now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Straightforward.
Okay.
We have to be doyme lo ad kama she'efsho, similar to him up to the point that it's possible. Ketzad. What does Ketzad mean?
How?
How so? How does the Rambam translate Ketzad?
Could you?
Hmm? Ketzad.
Like this.
What side? Ketzad. Sure. I knew I was having a bad day, but that didn't mean that it was about to turn around and get better. Ketzad, ketzad. The Rambam in Brochas translates the word as ketzad. It's ketzad. In which way? In what side? In which? How? Did you do this? According to our limited understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, not as a separate part of him, but that's who he is. In essence, and he radiates, permeates, gives to the whole world. Put it simple, who Nason? He's a giver. Raka Kosh Bohu Nason Muchlat. Only Kosh Bohu is a total giver. Who ainu makabul va'ainu lokeach mizulasa mi'uba. Because he can't take anything. We give, but we kind of are always able to receive. He can't receive anything.
Isn't that a limitation?
Yeah. Kunam strichim alav vu ainu tsarich lehem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a limitation.
A limitation. God.
He can't take, so there's something limiting in him. He can't take. What do you want? He can if he wants to, but he can't because he's the ultimate essence of goodness. Yeah, you're right.
Lay picks there to
can Hashem make a stone that he can't pick up? It's not a question doesn't stop. Because if he can make a stone that he can't pick up, then there's something in the world that he can't do. And if he can't make a stone that he can't pick up, then he can't make a stone. It's a tremendous shakham. So then Hashem is limited, okay? That's not, the question doesn't even start. That's ludicrous.
How can Hashem be limited?
He's not limited. Is he infinite? Yeah, so then he's not finite, right? Oh, so he's limited because he's not finite. I mean, that's not a stereo. He's a pure giver, he's the ultimate giver. He is everything, so he's not lacking anything, so he can't receive. But we'll see, he does receive, and he can choose to receive if he wants to at a certain level. But his essence, that's what his essence is. There's no limitation, that's who he is, Is Hashem everywhere? Yes, he's everywhere. Can he not be everywhere? No, so there's a limitation on him. Well, obviously. Everybody needs him, and he doesn't need anybody. It's also a limitation, he doesn't need anybody. I mean, it's just the word need already is not shaykh by him. The word need is something that's post Meister Bereishis. In his essence, he is everything. So. By the way, this is a very good time just to introduce everybody to Rav Dessler's essay on giving and taking. I have a Messiah that it's not shaykh to live as a functional Jew in this world without having learnt that essay. So, if you can't do the Hebrew because it's too hard, then get out the English. Strive for Truth, Volume 1. Discourse on Loving Kindness, Giving and Taking. Everybody has to learn that. It's not shaykh to function in this world without that. Okay? That's just the word from the sponsors. And now we can go weiter. Mata, now. comes out. Yois v'kodesh baruch hu yirotzo she'adam nezah abriya yeh b'tzalani kudnosai. Comes out that a kodesh baruch hu wants that a man to be the, wants him to be the crown of creation, to be like him in his tzelemen dmus. V'yeh daim alon, to be similar to him. As noisna kodesh baruch hu gam la'adam v'sha'u et ha'efshariyot li'yos noisen. Kodesh baruch hu gave man the opportunity, the ability to also be a noisen. Let me read it to him. Who does he give? It's amazing how this is tying in with what we learned today in Nefesh HaChayim. Amazing Hashkocha. Who does man give to? L'Hashem Yisbarach. He gives to Hashem. But we just said he can't give to Hashem because he's a pure giver. He can't receive. Kaviyachol. Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. Oses Atzmai Kamakabo. He makes himself, so to speak, as that which can receive. Ki ilu hu tzarech es adam shiyiten lo. Es hayoyim la'asoyso. Es shmeres ha-toriv ha-mitzvahs. Hashem makes the world in such a way that he's dependent, so to speak, on man fulfilling his end of the bargain, otherwise Hashem can't fulfill his end of the bargain. We're talking post-Maaseh Bereishis, so we're not talking about pre-Maaseh Bereishis.
Well, it's impossible for us to ever fail.
No, we'll see. We'll get to the Sugya Bechira. Hold on a second.
But he can't fail, so we can't fail, because if we fail, then we have to attend.
Correct. Yeah, we can. At one level, we can. See, Adam Rishon failed.
No, failed.
Adam Rishon prevented Hashem from doing what he wanted to do for 6,000 years.
Okay, but that's not forever. Okay.
But we have to work with what we have to work with. We've got to work in our world. I'm not part of Hashem's. I'm not in the pre-Maaseh Bereishis and the post-Maaseh Bereishis world. I'm in this world. The truth is, as a klal, we can't fail, but each individual prat can. That's how you have to look at it. Klal Yisrael can't fail. Klal Yisrael is going to go where Klal Yisrael's got to go. Shaila is whether you're going to be there or not. Klal Yisrael will never get wiped out.
But no,
each individual has that promise. How can that be? Hashem failed, but Klal Yisrael will get to where it's got to go. It goes it's further than that as well. We'll see, we'll get to the end of the sefer.
13 million, where there's one person, it's still going to be there. It's going to be led by those, I mean, it doesn't matter how many people are going to be leading in the day.
We don't know how many people it's going to be. We see the whole of Klal Yisrael we mentioned yesterday, Kama and Mitzrayim, and only two got into Eretz Yisrael. Because each person is the whole world. If you have one year, then that's the whole world. If one year's learning Torah, then the world is kept. If that year stops learning Torah, that's what happens to Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva 24,000 Talmidim died, the world went black. The world went completely dark. You know why? Because the only person learning Torah is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva kept the world from reverting back to Tol Vavol until he got his five Talmidim and he taught them, and from then the Torah Shabbat Peh went out again. But the lights went out because there was only one year around.
So he couldn't stop learning according to what we're learning earlier today.
He couldn't. No.
He couldn't sleep because like he had to learn.
Exactly what was going on practically. There might have been other people that were also learning, but not at his level, not handing over the Masoreh. That's exactly what was going on. But the Gemara says the world went completely dark. The world went pitch black. There were no one there, there weren't people learning. Some of the other yeshivas beside Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. I can't imagine he was the only yeshiva in town. But the Masoreh came from him. Yeah. That's why the world was created. That's why the world was created in such a way that you have night and dark in different places. So when we're sleeping, other people are learning. That's the reason why I flunked that.
Thank God for time zones.
Ut mudrosam hu yekabel es hamacha lekabel schorim eschar v'toyv anitzus. So hayom la'asayisam, today is for doing the shemiras ha'toyv ha'mitzus, that giving to Hashem. And the reward for that is Hamacha, the tomorrow where you'll get your reward. Where you'll receive your reward, that's in Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Yochol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to do anything. Ulechein Hu Yoichel Yoyes Gam Makabel. And therefore he can be a receiver. That's what he chooses to be. He can be a receiver.
Really, that's giving.
If giving, then, oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Delicious. His receiving is a total act of giving. Because if he couldn't receive anything from us, we'd never be able to give. And if we can't give, we can't be like him. We can't receive the ultimate essence of goodness. So his giving, his taking is actually giving. As opposed to some of our giving, which is really taking. Very often we give. Why? Because we want to get something back. Why does the store, why does the big supermarket have a big sale, you know? They're giving away free balloons today or whatever. You know why? Because they want to give you free balloons. No, they want you to come into the store and spend your money. That's taking. Okay, Desla discusses this thing. Overlook. He goes to the whole sugya. Very, very beautiful sugya. Hakol Baruch Gol Yichol. Luchen Hu Yichol Yais Gam Makabel. Keilu Hu Mugbal. As if he's limited. Keilu and it's Tarek Lebroi. He sets it up in such a way as if he needs. He needs us. Why is he doing that? The ultimate essence of goodness. That's Chesed. By the way, we sometimes have to do that as well. Sometimes you have to be able to receive in order to do Chesed. Rav Moshe Feinstein never used to take presents from anyone. Never. It was like, Soinim Batonas Yechia Kapshutoi. You know, somebody wants love, hates gifts, and he was mamash, never went anywhere near taking anything. You see, by the Gedol Yisrael. Hold on a second. So once an old lady knitted him a jersey or whatever. So she came to give him the jersey, and he took it with warmth and thank you. Mama's not even flinched. And he said, somebody was shocked. They'd never been able to give him a present ever. So they said to him, since when do you take gifts? He said, I didn't take anything. I just gave this woman the most unbelievable. I just did chesed for her. She's going to go around and tell everybody she knitted a jersey for a Moshe Feinstein. Chesed I just did for this widow. I wasn't taking nothing. Of course, there's taking, that's giving. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he does for us. He used to express this idea with the following marshal. Oig Melech HaBoshan, in kol gvurosav yicholosay. Oig Melech HaBoshan, yeah, big guy. With all his gvura and power and potential, einim asuga lahachnis ulitzamtzim es atzman letoich kufsa gafurim. He could not squeeze himself into a box of matches, right? With all his power, I mean, this is power. This guy could mamash lift up by Chemish on the back, you know, on the back of his head. With one finger he could wipe out the whole town. Yeah? But he couldn't squeeze himself into a box of matches. He could lift up mountains and shatter stones. But to minimize, to limit himself, he couldn't do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able, however, to create, to form a system where he needs something from us. Marechet shebo hu nasim makabel. So he can make a system where he becomes a makabel. Zua tzuma tmunu bekol yicholosei. It's an enormous power, an enormous strength that is hidden in his old ableness, in his kol yichol losoi. Alibi de emes. Kabalosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nesina. He got it right, eh? The truth, let it be known, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is receiving, he's really giving. It's amazing. You should learn like you. No, you're mamash, you're learning straight. You, when you miscover into something, what does it mean? You're learning Gemara and you miscover into Tosis as Kasha. You know what that means? It doesn't mean you're Tosis. Doesn't mean you even Tosis as Toino. It means you're learning the Gemara the same way as Tosis, and you walked into the same problem that he walked into. That's all it means. It means you're learning straight. That's all. It's Gevaldik. Because his whole purpose is to give and bestow goodness. He's accepting something from an Avraham Avinu, is really giving. Man, from the beginning of his creation, is created as a receiver. Probably the greatest taker in the whole of the Bria. You don't find another creature in the world that is so needy and so lacking as a human being on the day of his birth. He can do nothing, zilch. You leave him alone for a few hours, he's finished, he's ois, it's over. Mitzat teva hu roidef yoyman v'layla v'matorah kabal l'kachat oid v'oid milo ilam. He spends his whole life running around taking, trying to take out more from the world. Sorry. Zehu dechaf tivoi hanatua bo bedoyim lichayos. No. Bedoyim lichayos. Lichayos. So what's bedoyim? Bo bedoyim lichayos.
Instinctive drive.
Okay. Sorry. Zehu dochav tivi. Oh, that's like a
impulse.
Impulse, instinct, and a tour that is planted bo bedoyim lichyos, lechayos. Lebahemus v'shach kol anivroim. Ah, very good, shkach. Kula makablim es kol asher lehem es Hashem. All takers, just receiving. Well, what does a cow do? It just takes and takes and takes. Retzainam ativi hu lekachet b'koleis. Their natural drive, their natural desire is to take all the time. Even a goy who's the fourth level of bria, there's doimam tzomei chay medaber. Goy is a medaber. Ike isukoi shel chayov hu lekachet oid v'oid min oidam. What's he spending most of his life doing? He's taking from the world. Lumasom yudi shehu tzelem elokim asher nufchu bo nish neshama shechelek elokai mimal. In contrast, a Jew who is Tzelum Elokim, who has blown into him an Neshama which is a part of Hashem himself, when a glass blower blows into a glass tube to make a bowl or whatever, he's blowing a part of himself into the glass, right? That's what Hashem blew into us. When Hashem created Adam HaRishon, he blew into Adam HaRishon what? A Neshama? What is that Neshama? It's Hashem himself. This is a completely different species of bria. What is this new creature? He's not daimam, he's not tzemech, he's not chai, he's not a medaber. What is he? He's Yisrael Eved Hashem. Hu be'etzem tachlis habria. He is the essence, the most basic purpose of creation. V'alav ne'emar v'yivra es Hashem Elokim es Adam b'tzalmoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam b'tzalmoi in his image, whatever that means. Ein benefesh chaim shor alef. Nitan v'koyich liyoyz doyme l'boyo olam. He gave us the power to be like Hashem. Phew. Two big chidushim here. First of all, Hashem is able to receive, which they never taught us in A grade. They didn't even teach you that in 10th grade. And number two, we're created in such a way that we're able to actually give to Hashem himself. The Yoda HaBechira, given into our hands, over to our control, is the Bechira Haim Lintois Ulelechis Acha Nefesh HaBehemis, whether to go after our animal side, Vileis Naitel Oid Void Min Oilam, to take more and more from the world, or Shema Yaskil V'yatzlich Lechet Acha Nefesh HaLokit, Shebo yesh tchune elokit liyos neisen leboira elam. Or we can choose to get a bit seicheldik, to use our brains, and to succeed in walking after the godly soul that we have within us, to become a giver to the boira elam. Who neisen leboira elam is a yicholet kaviyachol the tetlo. Kosh Baruch Hu, he gives to Kosh Baruch Hu his abilities.
Rav, you can be exactly like Hashem. You can take everything that Hashem has given you, all the physical things, all the pleasures in the world, and use them to the fullest in order to make Hashem happy and accept what He's given to you, really you've given to Him. Right?
No problem. No one says you have to walk around being miserable.
Yes,
on the contrary,
you can do that.
100%. 100%. 100%.
And you can go through your whole life really having no pleasure of yourself, just for Him.
But that's the ultimate pleasure.
Yeah, that.
You have children, you understand that. The ultimate pleasure is giving them. Giving nothing back. Not even a thank you. And yet there's an enormous pleasure. When the grandfather comes with a new bicycle for little Chaimka, Who's having more pleasure from this bike, the grandpa or the Chaim killer?
Yeah.
Grandpa has much more pleasure than Chaim. And Chaim doesn't even look at the bike, he's playing with the box that it came in. V'nei kol adam asher nisnasa I pam bekabalas toiv mechaveire mibli yicholot la'achzir yodaya el nachon ki ha'toiv hazu einu mushlemes. Everybody knows that if you receive something from somebody and you're not able to pay back, let's prevent us from even saying thank you. Let's say you couldn't even say thank you. How do we get rid of our debts to people? People do things for us that creates a debt of sort of gratitude, right? Creates like an embarrassment almost.
We have to get back.
So what happens if I prevent you from giving back completely? I don't allow you to give back anything. So you know that there's something lacking in this giving. Yeah.
Well, you always owe that person a favor.
You always owe him a favor. You're lacking something. The Gemara says you look at the person who gives you stock. You can't look at him in the face. You're too embarrassed. So that's all shira. Rebecca has all shira on that. On Akaras HaTov. Yeah, I'm not going to go into that now. But it's critical for anybody who wants to even begin to survive in this world. Some more compulsory homework. Is to get the sugi of Akaras HaTov sorted out, because if you don't get that sorted out, you're always going to walk around feeling guilty or nullifying people or putting people on pedestals. You're always going to be messing up your relationships. There's even a Reb Chaim Friedland, Zatzal, that says that it's an enormous problem between Rebbeim and Talmidim, because the Rebbe is giving, what kind of Talmid give back to the Rebbe? Nothing. So it creates this problem of the Talmid too embarrassed. Look at the Rebbe, eventually he walks away, he dumps the Rebbe and leaves. So it says there that the Rebbe has a chiv to allow the Talmid to do things for him. Not so posh with that. In order to create
our parents.
Where's Reb Chaim? Where does Reb Chaim? If he didn't deal with this. I don't know. Rebecca has all time on this. He has the whole. He's on Wednesday night. It's on the website.
This Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday. Rebecca. You're speaking. We're going to dub and my review straight afterwards. He's an oval, so he needs to. He needs a minion. So he couldn't come, so I said, we'll make a my review.
Parents?
Same with parents. That's what guilt is.
Parents,
that's a separate problem.
And yet, kids have to give the parents to guilt.
And that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In order to give to your kids, you have to be able to receive from them.
So, how do you deal with that? If you can't deal with the parents,
because that's got to be worked out. That's a very personal, that's not a Klalistic kind of question. That's a very personal kind of issue. I don't know. That has to be thought out. Now, the problem is usually the other way around, is where the kids are walking around with this icky feeling because of the parents. They've been giving and giving and giving to them. And what are you going to give them back? So yes. That's not guilt.
I mean, like
put them up on pedestals, hero worship them, you know.
Frankly,
they're such big tzaddikim. Of course they'll give me. So I don't owe them a thank you. I mean, you know, we do that to Hashem all the time.
Keep our payments. That's the response, isn't it?
If you can, okay, but you have to know what to do with it. That's not some posh. That should be the response. What I'm saying for us, it often leads to guilt. It often leads to all sorts of uncomfortable relationships. Where it really plays itself out fantastically is in marriage. That's where it really, really raises its ugly head. That's really where you've got to kick up a storm to get rid of that Akaras HaTov. It lies at the root of a lot of Shalom Bayit problems, is this Akaras HaTov issue. Okay, but the share is available. The share is available, worth listening to for those who have the time.
Same with good partnership, give each other opportunity. It's usually the man. The
woman needs to know how to receive as well. A woman that won't receive is also catching up problems. Each person has to know. It's a chokhmah. You have to know when to give, you have to know when to take, you have to let the other person take. When the other person gives, you have to know what to do with that giving. Don't let your wife make you suffer, because you don't want to take. You're a giver, so you don't want anything from anybody. So you don't eat. Your wife makes you suffer, you don't eat her supper. Because you'd rather open up your own can of peas. You understand? There's something wrong with it. But our pea, I mean, it could be a rat. No, eating the supper and enjoying it is giving her the most ultimate pleasure. You go visit your grandmother. You've just had a shawarma and a laffa. Okay, so now you don't do that when you go visit your grandmother. But you've been to visit your grandmother, right? And then what is her greatest nachas? Is watching you eat. So is that eating, taking, or giving?
Depends on your kavanah, no?
So you have a shawarma before you go, and then you eat the shem shemayim. Gonna come and have a malka.
Don't need to use that. Yeah,
we're worried
about the
kashrus
there.
No. So what's your grandmother are you talking about? Sorry, my grandmother. Worrying about kashrus. You eat until you're blue in the face. You eat. Why? Because that's giving. You're giving an old lady the greatest nachas you can give her. So you eat. So you're eating because you want the food? No, to give. For alternative act of giving. Are you talking about kashrus? This woman has masoiris going back to Sarah Maimi on gefilte fish and kudu. You think your wife's kugel is any less choshud than the Chofetz Chaim's wife's kugel?
Yeah.
No. I know the difference between me and the Chofetz Chaim. That's poshud. But what's the difference between the Chofetz Chaim's wife and my wife? That's not so poshud.
The kugel. Yeah.
What's the difference? The kugel was the Chofetz Chaim's wife's kugel had were more malachim flying out. She changed diapers differently. Where's the?
I don't know if she has to follow you.